Okay, can you see my picture? Okay, well, I don't know what is, I don't know what's wrong, so, okay. Yeah, it's up, but there's no button on that we're supposed to mash, is there?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you, Donna.
Yeah, I can. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it. Okay. Well, I won't worry about it then. Thank you. Bye.
Donna, can you hear us?
I can.
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can't see anybody else.
I can see Brad and I can see Tom. Graham.
Oh, I can see Graham.
I see Doug.
Well, good.
If everybody wants, we can go ahead and get started. I'm not sure if the fire marshal is going to be on here. I think Gail Violet from Health and Sanitation is on here too. So if Doug or Graham, one of y'all want to tell everybody what's going on, what your plans are, and then we'll just go from there. We'll probably start with landing and planning.
Graham, Tim Strickland did not get this email, this
Tim
meeting.
Tim Carpenter,
I'm sorry.
I sent him and Philip the invite, so they should be joining.
Okay.
The civil.
Tim is in a meeting, so hopefully Philip is going
to. All right, Philip should be able to come on.
Hey guys, I'm on. I apologize. Okay. I'm not on camera, but I'm on the audio.
So, Donna, real quick, this is an addition renovation to Johnsonville Elementary School. It's a 9,500 square foot cafeteria that will be added to the school, to the existing school. We will be demolishing the existing cafeteria, and we will be potentially doing the front building of the school will be getting new windows. That's kind of an alternate right now in the plans, but that's what we have in the plans currently. So it's a pretty small job overall, but it's important for the school, so.
Okay.
Gotcha. Hey, how's it going, Graham? This is Landon Chandler with Harnett County Planning. Do you guys have any site plans or anything made up already?
Yes, we do.
We have okay. A whole construction document set ready.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So I guess all we need to do really is go through the submittal process. It would go through our technical review committee, which is the development review board.
No.
Yeah, right. That's what we assumed it would be DRB.
Yes. So, I mean, as soon as you guys can get that in with your applications and stuff, we can roll with that.
We're going to get them together after the holiday.
Okay, so Landon, what do you see as the timeline on that?
I'm sorry, do we have somebody else on the line? Or
Doug, put it on mute.
Scott, I just looked at Scott, and I'm like, we need to handle
this. All right, there we go.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the question?
What do you think the timeline is on review? We can get you those drawings probably today.
So you're looking, if you get it in by the 13th, which it sounds like you can easily, the review comments will be back on February 10. And y'all will be able to attend that meeting either by phone, or I doubt we're going to be at a place where we're going to be live yet.
Yeah, we're all still a little sketchy, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so, you know, as long as we have that site plan, I'm not sure if Oliver Tolksdorf is on here or not. Are you guys on sewer or is it, or this is septic?
No, this is sewer. The county put in a lift station, I guess 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago.
Gotcha. Yeah, so really from planning, that's all I have. Are you guys increasing the square footage at all or doing anything like that?
Actually, we're decreasing the square footage.
Okay, and similar footprint, I would imagine.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, as far as location, I'm sorry.
Say what?
Similar footprint as far as location.
Yes, in place.
Okay.
But not the same, not the exact footprint, but yeah, we're in the same area.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, really from planning, that's all we'll be looking for, and we can kind of, you know, get comments to you. Hopefully, I don't see why it wouldn't be pretty smooth moving forward. You know, doesn't seem like there's a whole lot changing. It's just kind of more of a process for this type of situation.
All right. So, Graham, we were looking at trying to get documents out to bid on February 8th. So it looks like if we're not going to get comments till the 10th, we may have to push that a week or two.
Yeah.
I mean, Landon, it's pretty simple. It's a kitchen cafeteria.
Yeah, I understand. It's just a process that everything has to go through.
I'm good. That's why we're trying to coordinate here.
Sure.
So
I
have to modify those dates a little bit just to accommodate. I mean, I don't think we're going to get any dramatic commentary, but just in case.
Let me pose this to you, and Brad, feel free to chime in. I mean, I think we're okay with go ahead and reviewing your construction plans at this point in conjunction with that site plan review. So, you know, we certainly would like to help you guys expedite your timeline as much as possible.
Yeah, see, the concept is there's two pieces of it. One, we have the cafeteria kitchen replacement. That's the main project. That'll run 10 to 12 months. But we have the window replacement in building one, the building that fronts 27 there. And so we're trying to get the contractors, if we can get this bid, our bid date was March 9th, sometime in there, to get them to get out there, get all their submittals in, get everything ordered, get it staged, and get it all in and lay down. So the day that they're out of school on June the 8th, we go and we can get that window replacement done over the summer. So that's kind of the expedited piece of this. But I think, yeah.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how the process is going to hinder you on that. I know you said you were thinking about pushing it back. Maybe, like I said, just help me understand that, you know, because I'm not sure that, you know, the county is going to be a huge stepping stone for you as far as that portion.
No, I don't think. I think if you can get it in there and take a look at review construction plans and the site plan review, and we'll just see how the timeline plays out. A week or two is incredible to us. I mean, I think there's enough time to get everything ordered. We just want to be sure we can get this done, the window replacement done over the summer. And that's just the critical piece. The rest of it is, you know, we've got timeline for the construct.
Sure.
Kitchen cafeteria. So
good deal. I just want to, you know, like I said, I just want to help you guys expedite it as much as possible, you know, even though it is a process that we have to go through.
Yep. No, Landon, that's good. So Graham, we can get that out, right? I mean, we're ready.
Landon, do you need a hard copy or you need PDF?
Would like to have both. We'll need 6 hard copies. And I mean, we don't really need elevations or anything like that. I mean, just purely looking at site plan and existing conditions, future conditions, things like that.
And I know, Donna, you had asked for one hard copy for the health department?
Yes.
Okay. And that's...
And I've got the, I don't know if it was Dropbox.
Yeah,
share file.
Share file that you sent, so I can get that started on my side.
We just need Philip to fill out the site plan form
Yeah, we need the form done.
Right.
So I think if we can get that into to the county by tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get Duncan Parnell to get hard copies and ship them direct.
Yeah.
And did y'all ever the land use?
That's what we need to get back, that land use form from Phil, from our civil. So is the address to ship the same one? Is that to you, Donna? Everything gets shipped to you?
Yes, that'll be fine. Okay. Yes, sir.
Donna.
Yes, Donna, can Gail.
Are you going to get the hard copy for me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So in an application for the cafeteria, the new food service establishment?
We've already sent that in.
Okay, great.
All right, we can see. Yes, they have sent that in, so I'll get that sent to you.
All right, thanks. We'll get started on that.
Okay.
Brad, since you're in the field, it looks like, why don't you go ahead if you have any comments, and then we'll kind of roll from there.
Okay. The only comments I really have, that, you know, once the construction documents are put in for review, we typically turn those around with comments within 10 days. Window replacement, if it's non-structural window replacement, same size, location, that kind of thing, I mean, we wouldn't even require a permit for that. So I don't know.
Brad, it's just all in the same bid package. So you'll get them, but you don't have to worry about them.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's pretty much it for me.
Cool.
Okay.
You'll need a
And you're Brad, you're good with the digital copy that we sent to Donna?
Yes. My review and retainment of record will be all PDF.
Okay.
And Brad, just for a little side note, just to make sure you see it and understand, we're actually going to go ahead and sprinkle this building, even though the rest of the building is not sprinkled. We'll have a firewall separation between the new addition and the existing structure that we're connecting to. And we have distance separations that are all meet requirements. But we just decided that, you know, the future is out there to do another classroom addition as well. And, you know, we got to have hydrants out there and yard hydrants and everything else. So we've been working with Shane about tapping off the 8-inch line out there and bringing a loop down. And we're going to pull a fire protection loop off and go ahead and sprinkle this building. In good conscience, if you can sprinkle a building and it won't burn, why wouldn't you do it? So we just decided to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
We've also submitted a demolition permit because we are taking down the existing building. So that's
that's good, file. Doug.
And that will not require any type of review, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, you would just buy the demo permit. And then once you start demoing and taking the debris to the landfill, then we just require a copy of the tickets for that. And then one of our gentlemen from planning, or it could be building inspections, probably planning, will go out and make sure everything's been cleaned up and everything's gone. So that
one. Yeah, there is, just so you note again, there is asbestos abatement in this project.
Yeah.
Whether the contractor decides to do it as selective or inside the demo is, you know, that's all prescribed in the asbestos abatement specifications. And you do want a set of specs, right?
I sent that to him already, the plan and the spec.
But Hop's asking about hard copies.
Oh.
You need hard copies of the specifications?
No. The digital's fine.
All right. That's good. Because they're big.
Now, Landon, you were saying 6 hard copies of just really just the site plan, or you want the whole civil set? Because we could break that out so it's not 6 hard copies of the whole 2-volume set.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be looking for purely the site plan. I think most all the departments are, you know, if you have a utility spec page as well as any other kind of interconnection or anything like that. I I mean, certainly feel free to include it, but no, we would like to cut down on that as much as possible as well. I mean, especially if it's something we just don't need to see. Like I said, no, we're not worried about any kind of the architectural, any elevations, anything like that. So
yeah, I would give him the site plan, Graham, and then he's got the PDFs. If he needs anything else, we can just ship them over quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you'll have the whole set of PDFs, Brad.
Yeah, and that'll be great. Yeah. So with that being said, let me go ahead and segue into Shane Cummins with Hornet Regional Water. Just make sure, it sounds like you guys have been talking already. So Shane, any comments on your end?
Which project are we talking about? All of them kind of together, or is there a particular one?
Just Johnsonville.
Yeah, just Johnsonville this morning.
Right. But is this, I guess, the demoing of the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Demo and replacement of the cafeteria.
Okay. And that portion doesn't require the sprinkler system, or does?
We are going to do a sprinkler on that one, Shane.
Okay.
Not required, but we decided to do it since we have the opportunity and we're looking ahead for the future.
Okay. Well, I would highly recommend on the sprinkler side that you coordinate with Banks Wallace on what is exactly needed for that sprinkler system and the demands. Whatever's being, you know, required. So just make sure that the fire marshal is on those initial conversations as far as that goes. And then, you know, those, of course, the hydraulic calculations, we want to see those as usual for that.
Typically what we get from that, Shane, is that the plans and specifications are a performance spec, and then their bid, and then the sprinkler contractor will do the hydraulics and the layout, and those are submitted to the Office of State Fire Marshal for approval. And the building permit is always contingent on the final submission. So DOI you'll issue building permit. This doesn't go to DOI because it's under 20,000 square feet. But it will require submission of the sprinkler hydraulics to the Office of State Fire Marshal for approval. So typically you would issue a shell permit until such time as those sprinkler drawings are permitted. And then it'll go to a full building permit. So we'll talk to Banks, make sure he's on board.
Well, and then, you know, on our end, we want to know whatever the site's needing as far as what the demands, you know, are being, you know, pulled off our system or able to be met.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we've been working with Shane, because it came down to, you know, there's a 20-inch line out there and an 80-inch right. line, which one to tap off of. Tim has been working with them and Chris Cook over at Optima. So we've been in conversation. I'm right. with you, right? With you.
I know they've done a fire flow out there, right? And I mean, yes. that's what I was just kind of reiterating, you know, looking for yep. those hydraulics, you know,
yep.
what the outcome is on that and what the yep. actual demands are going to be. So,
well, and that'll be part of, yeah, that's part of the sprinkler drawings incorporated into the set, the FP drawings, the fire protection drawings.
Okay. So, and I mean, on our end, we would definitely like to see what, you know, the demo plans are, because there is a lot of utilities around that site currently.
Yeah.
So, and I believe we sent the drawings that we have to LKC. As far as that existing, there, I guess there was a on the south side, but it was pretty much the whole site. So yeah, we would just kind of like to see, you know, yeah. what's being demoed, how it affects our utilities, if any. If it doesn't, great. Pretty much like y'all are doing it with, I guess, Irwin, similar.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a little can of worms. We're staying pretty much within the existing footprint, so we're not really going to encounter anything outside, but some of the layout for daylighting the storm sewer and such.
And we've got the demo plan, Shane. It'll be included in the site plan submittal, as well as the results from the hydrant flow test. where we're showing you residual at 30 PSI based on that test.
Okay. Sounds great. Is the cafeteria changing as far as the size? Is it going to have, I guess, more seats in it?
I think it'll be roughly the same. It's about 250, right, Doug, we're doing? You're on mute, Doug.
Yeah, I would say it's actually a little bigger. That's part of the reason that we're having to do it. But mostly it was the old kitchen was dysfunctional and they needed a new kitchen as well.
Yeah.
So the kitchen is larger because obviously it's more contemporary. It's got a real hood. and so.
Okay. Where's the, just for my curiosity's sake, where's the actual cafeteria at? Cause I've got a set of drawings from like 2010 that show a building addition on the more of the south side.
So it's on the north side, Shane.
Okay.
And that's where the existing cafeteria is. There's some classrooms back there that aren't used, and that'll all come down, and the new cafeteria will take up roughly the same footprint, like Tom said.
Okay.
Yeah, I would tell you just in general, everything north of the existing gymnasium is coming down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know where the gym is. So.
Yeah, that was the easiest way to explain it.
Well, that's really it on my end.
Good.
All right. Gail, I think you might be last one. You got any additional comments?
No, Donna's going to get everything from me. You know, it's just going to be an easy plan review process. Shouldn't take too long.
All right. Sounds great.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Donna.
Graham and Tom, there will be a $200 plan review fee. I can take, you know, a credit card, debit over phone for that. That's completely up to y'all how you want to handle that. But that wouldn't be due for the plan review of health and sanitation.
Hey, Graham.
Yeah.
If we're going to send them in tomorrow, just have Danielle put it on the office card and we'll get reimbursed.
Okay.
That work for you, Donna?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's do that. So just to expedite everything. I don't want to take time to go over there, get a check, get it in. I mean, we'll just pay it and bill it as a reimbursable.
I will basically copy all of those. I will put them in Johnson.
Okay.
I'll make the Johnson.
All right.
Because I know they're going to be sent to the plans on everyone.
So the only question I have, Graham, is, you know, with the conversation about hydraulics and site plan and demo, you know, maybe we just send the whole C set.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to send 6 hard copies of the whole sill set. That way, the demo.
Yeah, let's just do that. They got it all. I know they got this. They'll have the PDFs, but in lieu of just all that information is in there, let's just send the whole civil C set.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's cool. That work for you guys?
And now, actually, one quick thing for Gail, the hard copy you need. Really is focused primarily on architectural and food service plans. It's not really, I mean, do you
usually I just give like the A's, P's and M's.
Okay.
But if, Donna, can we use your printer? I mean, cause I can only, if they want to send me the PDF, I can choose which, pieces of paper I need to print rather than get those whole sets. Do you have a printer over there?
I guess we've got the big printer in the back. I mean, I guess that's fine. I've never had anybody ask me if they could use it, but I would think it would be okay, wouldn't you, Brad?
I mean, if it's okay, I have asked Oliver to ask y'all if it was possible because we just can't do plan reviews on PDF files. It's too small. We can't print them out on anything but an 11 by 17 is the biggest we can get. And there's only like, a few sheets that we even need to look at.
I wouldn't see an issue with it if we've got the PDF and they need five sheets out of that whole set.
Yeah, I hate to send an 80 sheet set for five sheets.
Yeah, really.
Right.
We don't want them in our office hall, taking up space and having to work around all the other big sets. So
why don't you look at the set, decide what you want, see if you can print them. If you can't, we can get them printed for you and send them over.
Yeah, that's not a big deal to send them over to Duncan Parnell if we need to. But
we could print. I mean, if she just needed five sheets, we could print them and just run them over there. I mean, it's, you know.
If you want to email me, I haven't seen the plans yet. So if you want to email them to me, then I'll respond to you with the ones that I need. That'd be fine.
Doug, send her the share file link.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be in the office on Friday. Gail, if you can look at them today and decide what you need and if it works, and if it doesn't, I'll run them over to you Friday afternoon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, guys, everybody feel comfortable?
Perfect. Thank you, everyone, for moving this up for us.
Yeah, we appreciate not having to push this one 2 weeks to get the ball rolling.
This is good.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, guys, thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, we got another one coming down the road soon.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Got to get that one scheduled for you.
Yeah, Northwest is a little bigger.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.